Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The word of the Lord recorded in the book of Joshua, chapter 1, verse 9. Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. It is reported that the fortification of food began in the 1920s as a way to address nutritional deficiencies. The Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics defines fortified as the addition of vitamins and minerals to a food product that were not originally in the food. To this day, breakfast cereal boxes shout out, "Fortified." As strong in faith as Joshua was, he had his human deficiencies. God was promoting him from leader of Israel's army and aide to Moses to be Moses' successor. His assignment? Lead the Israelites across the Jordan River to take possession of the land promised by God to Abraham. The Canaanite cities were large, walled, and inhabited by powerful, warlike people. Joshua needed to be strong and courageous. He needed to be fortified. How about you? Each of us needs to be fortified to deal with life's battles, fears, and discouragements. What fortification does God offer you? The Lord your God will be with you wherever you go, he promised Joshua. In the New Testament, Jesus, the Son of God, who has saved you from what your sins deserve and promises you an eternal home in the promised land of heaven, says to all his followers, "Surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." In the New Testament book of Hebrews, the writer quotes God and the conclusion drawn by the psalmist, "God has said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. So we say with confidence, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me?" God promises you his divine presence and providence, that is, his intervening and providing, plus guardian angels. He gives you the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. The Bible's inspired truth fits you to be thoroughly equipped for every good work. Yes, you have deficiencies. Yes, you have sins to confess. But trusting in Jesus, you have full and free forgiveness. Day by day, you will be fortified by the presence and gospel promises of your loving God. Shout out your confidence, "I am fortified." Today's prayer is this verse from Psalm 46. Lord God, you are my refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.